everybody, and welcome to Apple Bites. Now, today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about banned books. Also, it's season 3! Woo! I know that season 3 is going to come out in January, and it's January. Oh, wait a minute. It's February? Oh, silly me. Huh? Well, at least you guys are getting a new episode of Apple Bites. Okay, so like I said, I'm going to be talking about, like, just my opinion on banned books. Okay, let's start. I feel like it's good to read banned books because each and every book has truth about the world. Like with Harry Potter, it's good to read because people do act differently around others who are so-called not normal, like Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia and Dudley when they're being mean to Harry. Like, what is normal? Being normal is weird. If everyone was normal, then there would be no learning, no art, no books, no nothing. So when you ban a book, you're essentially banning parts of the world, and it's not fair to ban a book because you don't like how it is. That should really be up to the parents. Like, imagine if there was a person who hated cookies and decided that no one else can have cookies, but billions of people like cookies. So you get to see the impact it has on the world. So when you ban a book, you can cause people to not learn about a topic. So by causing someone to not learn about a topic, the next generation might not learn about that, and so on. So really, no one should ban a book. It should be up to the parents. Like, if you don't want your child to read a book, say they can't read it. But it shouldn't mean you're choosing for all parents. I just don't like it when people do that. And some of the reasons are really idiotic. Like, they think taking away a child's right to read is okay, but it's not, and it definitely isn't smart. So when people think they're being all good, they're not. Unless the entire world unanimously decides a book should be banned, that will never happen because people have different opinions, then it can get banned. But each book, people have put hours and hours of effort, and it's basically getting thrown away. Reading is amazing and shouldn't be a privilege. It should be a right. And banning a book because a boy likes another boy, or there are people in the LGBTQ community, just shows that how closed-minded people are, that they would ban a children's book. Some of the reasons just don't make sense, and they will never make sense. The children need to know what the world is about as we grow and mature. They don't understand if they just open up their minds and stop hiding the stories that happen. And then they should stop thinking that our minds are just as closed as theirs. Okay, that's all. Now I'm going to be interviewing my parents about what they think about banned books and if they think the reasons are valid and stuff. Hello, Mom. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Okay, so I'm going to be asking you a few questions about banned books.
Great.
So what do you think about banning books?
Well, as a parent and a former English language arts teacher, I think that it's really important not to just get rid of a book or ban it, but to give young people a chance to think and read critically and use their critical thinking skills to examine those books and those texts and make some of the opinions on their own versus not giving them a chance to explore the text or the content. It's just really important that we equip young people to think for themselves versus telling them what to read or what not to read and what to think and what not to think. That's just not a great way to move forward in the world.
Okay, have you read any banned books before?
Oh, definitely. There's so many books that have been banned by different people at different times, and I think it's definitely something I remember from elementary school. I remember reading Fahrenheit 451 and finding out that that was a banned book in some places and wondering why. And I think that it's really important for our society and for just people as human beings to stop limiting ourselves and just getting rid of something because it may not align with all of our values and ideas. Instead, we should give people a chance to interrogate them or to talk about it together. Why do we want to ban those books? That's my question.
Yeah, some of the reasons are definitely pretty funny. Like some of them, I look at them and I just laugh. So, I think that's all the time we have for the interview. Thanks for coming here today. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I think I just want us to sit together and laugh at some really funny reasons why people banned books. Okay. Let's look at this. Drama. Drama is about kids putting on a play. Banned because someone in there was LGBTQ+. Wow. People maybe don't. Okay. Now, let's go down here to Captain Underpants. Captain Underpants is a book about two kids who accidentally turn their principal into a underpants superhero who, to be honest, I think it's one of the most kid-friendly books ever. Banned! Because of violence. It's 18+. Oh my gosh, it's 18+ because he's in his underwear? What? That is so scary. Oh my gosh. Bad words. Oh my gosh. Not the F word or anything, but they said stuff like dumb. That is so naughty. No, no. Bad Captain Underpants. The Hunger Games. Ah, yes. The Hunger Games has so many reasons why it's banned. It's anti-family. It's not anti-family. I don't think it's anti-family. Doesn't she, like, go in place of her sister? I would say that's not anti-family. And aren't they, like, forced to do it? Okay, wait. Violence. Yep, we can definitely say there's a lot of violence in the Hunger Games. So scary. Okay, let's go to another one. I am Jazz. Gender identity. Okay, people, can people just stop being so, I'm not even, let's just, okay. Worm loves worm. Two worms in love decide to get married, and then they don't know which one is the bride and which one is the groom. And it has been banned because of LGBTQ+ content. Seriously? Worms don't... What? It's worms! It's worms! Gosh darn it! It's worms! Okay. Okay. So there's this other one. When people, like, see George, they think that it's a boy, but she's not a boy. She's a girl. And she thinks that she'll have to keep it a secret. And then, oh my gosh, they're gonna do Charlotte's Web. And she really wants to play Charlotte, but the teacher said she can't try out for the part because she's a boy. But she's not a boy, she's a girl. So they come up with a plan so that everyone will know who she is. About the ban. The ban has been challenged, restricted, and banned for not reflecting the values of our community. Seriously, he's just, how it's class, they're kids, they're just trying to be a girl. What is wrong with being a girl? Okay, the Lorax. The Lorax describes a pollution problem about the bin. In 1989, a parent who had a logging company said that the Lorax was anti-logging. Well, yeah, because logging isn't good for the earth. You're cutting down trees. Okay, Harry Potter. The book was banned because there is witchcraft and characters that use very bad things so that they can get their goals. It's a book about magic. It's just magic. Like, seriously. Oh my gosh. These are some really funny book bans. Okay, let's try to do, let's do the giving tree. So a young boy grows to manhood and he experiences the love and generosity of a tree which gives to him without the thought of return. And
I love that book. I read that book at my grandparents' store when I was a kid.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay. And it got banned because someone thought the book was sexist. What? Why? Why? It's not sexist, though. Okay, I think that's all the time we have for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this really great episode, and I'll see you guys next time.